Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 1093.
Yo.
Hello, boys.
What's going on?
It's been looking at me like, I'm being loud.
Oh, wait. One at a time. Something happened. I couldn't hear both of you.
I said, hello, ladies, gentlemen, and theys and thems.
Isn't there a catchier way to say that?
I don't know.
Just hello, everyone. Uh-oh, Adam has his wine out. Ugh.
Wine. No, every time somebody talks, Badger's head pops up like, shut the fuck up. He did it again.
He's like, Dad, put in your fucking headphones.
Sorry, bud. I know. He's like, I gotta deal with these faggots every day.
In the house, on the streets.
Yep.
Oh, so you said God. You were just watching, or you were just walking Badger, and you said there was a person from someone's house that was doing karaoke.
Oh my God, it wasn't karaoke. It was like a street performer. Like, you know how people like busk?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I assumed like semi-professional or whatever, had like an amp and speakers and a microphone. And, well, I don't know what they were singing, but we started approaching the corner and Badger realized where the sound was coming from and was like, no, and just did a hard right. And then we could hear the song stopped. And then it was like an ad for like Indeed.com or like a job site, something like that. It started. So he was using some YouTube backup tracks.
The gay bar that my hometown used to have would do that on karaoke night. They would just pull songs off of YouTube.
It's fine, but like,
if they're doing karaoke, doesn't usually the person have the music with them?
They could just do it off YouTube. It's free.
There are YouTube tracks, and there have been times where if you go to karaoke and they don't have what you want, they can find it on YouTube. But
I don't go to karaoke and I don't sing, so
very unprofessional for a street performer.
Were they playing an instrument or anything, or just singing?
Just singing and like smooth R&B. They weren't bad by any stretch, but the song finished and it was like, so tell me how much you make as like a blah, blah, blah. And then there was like another person talking that was like, well, I make this much money. And then the other person was like, well, I think you could be making more with Indeed.com job searches or some shit like that. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't know this song.
It's called Indeed.
It's Mariah's new track. Feel lazy this time.
Don't be talking about Mariah like that. She don't deserve it. She ain't lazy. She was very busy last year.
Was she?
Yeah, with all the stuff that she was doing.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff.
Well, wait, I'm getting a pop-up here. Get real-time translation for... What the fuck? No.
We're a mess.
You got porn. Even
that street performer. Unprofessional.
You got porn up on your screen. Don't share your screen on Zoom.
No, it was a pop-up for Zoom.
That actually happened at the SP, the medical school job, when we were doing everything on Zoom. Somebody shared their screen and one of their windows was like some porn site.
Oh my God.
Still open up on the thing.
And it was their work computer?
No, we're all freelancers.
Okay.
Oh, it don't matter. People do it all the time.
I would never
Okay.
do that on my work computer.
Lies.
Never. I have never done that.
I've never done it either. But at one of the stores where I work, somebody got, he didn't even get fired for it. They just caught him.
Like,
Was it that guy you don't
I,
like?
I was before I worked there. Somebody told me about it.
oh, I don't
But
know. I just kind of feel like we have enough things to have porn on that you don't
right.
need it on your work computer.
Well, here's the thing. One of my jobs, one of the stores, the Wi-Fi blocks shit like that. So they
Oh.
know.
What if it's a porn emergency, Ricky?
I don't think porn qualifies as an emergency.
Whatever, HR scab.
Scab. Oh gosh, you guys, it's been a while since we recorded. I don't, have we recorded since I was in Florida? I can't remember.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
So that means, have we recorded since Beyonce and Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about Cowboy Carter.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about Taylor Swift, or is it too soon right now?
I don't have anything to say about it, so it'll just be you.
Did you listen to it? Oh, you're allergic.
Oh, I am allergic. I don't think I listened to all of it. No, I think I listened to, I don't know, like a quarter of it. I might have skipped through all the tracks to get a
I
feel
think
for it. It's not for me.
I think my complaint is there's too many songs. That's my major complaint, is just too many songs. There are a few songs on there that I really do like. But yeah, way too many songs. Too much.
Well, people, dumb motherfuckers who buy anything she puts out,
Well,
they
I
don't
don't buy any, well,
that. I'm not you're a
paying
song.
monthly for Spotify, does that count as paying for her record or buying it?
She would say no, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't care that much about it. From what I've heard, I just don't, I really don't care.
Well, one interesting thing is last night, we had the dog prom I went to, and we had two Taylor Swift tickets that were there to be auctioned off. And it
Yeah.
was for the Indianapolis show, and we raised $72,000.
God damn. Jesus.
And the person that gave those for Live Like Rue last night surprised everyone and put two more up for Miami.
Wow.
So I
Did you
think we're,
win?
no, I only bought one ticket. It was $25.
That's a lot.
Is it a
Well, it's not a
raffle?
lot. Yeah, it's a raffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like wanted to buy a bunch of tickets, it's a lot.
Well, I'm sure with that much money, people probably, and they were, I mean, it goes to this organization. So if you're going to donate $1,000 anyway, you might as well do it on the tickets, right? So,
Only need one ticket to win.
it's true. The dog prom was fun last night. Imogene and I won best dressed couple.
Oh God.
We both had tutus on that had lights inside of them.
My God.
And we were on the news
Oh, that's nice.
for like 3 seconds.
Like a good, like a good news channel.
One was CBS and the other one was Fox. But are local Fox stations considered the same as like the national crazy Fox stations?
No, I don't think so.
Like the local ones actually give like real news, right?
Well, there's like, yes, if it's like a local Fox, it's different than like Fox News. Fox News is its own entirely different thing.
Right.
Yeah, but it was fun. And I hosted the orange carpet, which was live. And you guys just know how much I love that shit.
I'm sure you were amazing. I'm sure they're going to have back next year.
Maybe one of their mics went out, which then I got nervous because then I was like, well, how are we two people supposed to talk to people that are walking onto this to this carpet with one microphone, because we were having to like ask questions and stuff. It got a little crazy. The music was louder than it should have been. I couldn't hear myself because I'm old, but it was fun.
Being a celebrity is hard.
It is so hard, especially when you're a celebrity that doesn't get paid.
So you're saying that's the only reason you won Best Dressed Couple, because you had the inside info?
No, I didn't know anything. Like the judges actually came through on the orange carpet and they were saying they were a judge. And I was like, oh, okay. But what's interesting...
Handy. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was cute. But what's interesting is... You know, Imogen and I were just kind of like walking around, and this girl walks up to us and she goes, oh, I heard you guys won Best Dressed Couple. And I'm like, they haven't even announced it yet. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, well, I just got here. I just assumed you guys were the winners. I guess somebody told her.
$5 in the envelope so that I voted for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It's for a good cause. So
yeah,
what have you boys been up to?
I work a lot.
He does work a lot. I was in Grand Cayman in Bahamas. Actually, I was at the same place George is right now.
What's happening? Oh.
Getting more comfortable.
I thought Adam went downstairs for a second.
Oh my God, I'm so tired. You're just not gonna see my face. This is all you're gonna get.
That's fine.
That's hilarious.
Crazy lady in the store.
Oh my God. Fucking like, I feel bad for people who clearly are out in public with mental health issues. Like I feel for you. I've had breakdowns in the street and had people look at me like, who the fuck? So I understand. However, like 6:58, I'm closing at 7. I'm like, all right, what is... Now I'm uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I need to move. All right. Anyway, where was I? So this lady came in at 6:58, and she like blows into the open door. Like she is just like all... bustly and shit like that, and she's like, I just almost got arrested. And I was like, okay, girl. And she started like fake crying. She was like, do you have any free wine? And I was like, no, we're all out of free wine, sorry. And she had like a bag full of empty pop cans. And she was like 30s, like maybe like early 40s max. And I was just kind of like, all right, like I'm not going to be like, get the fuck out of here, because she was unhinged. So I didn't want to like set her off or whatever. And she's like, that's okay, I don't drink alcohol anyway. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, are you okay? Like, what happened? Because she clearly...
Oh my God, Adam, that was like the worst thing you could have done. Just ask her if she's okay.
I don't know. But I was just trying to not be rude, because she was clearly going through something.
So just a question real quick. Would you have engaged with this person if they were on a bus or a train?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But you have to be nice to people if you're, like, running a business.
You have to be.
Oh, I'm not all the time, but I also was like, the more I push this person away, the more they're going to, like, want to engage. Like, if I'm just like, girl, I'm so sorry, that's awful, then they're going to cool their jets and move on, and which is what eventually happened. But first she told me, I think when she said she almost got arrested, it was by Walgreens employees potentially, because she said she went to go get her prescription and she has Alice in Wonderland syndrome, where things get bigger and smaller, like in her view or whatever, which is a real thing because I Googled it while she was standing there.
As you are listening to her,
I was
maybe.
like listening and I was like clickety clack 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 clack. And then she was like, "What's your favorite wine?" And I was like, "Oh, well, it's springtime, so it's like rosé, girl." And she's like, "Oh, rosé. One time I bought a bottle of rosé so I could smell it because I wanted to know what happened. And then I fell asleep, and when I woke up, it was all gone. And I woke up in the mental institution." And I was like,
Whoa.
"All right."
This is a person that never should have direct eye contact with.
Oh, at that point, that's when I was like Googling shit and like looking down. But I was trying to be, like I said, I get it. There are people who are having mental health crises and they're out in public. And I wasn't going to call the cops on her because that she would have just woke up in a mental institution again with an empty bottle of rosé.
Jerry, now if this person would have walked into the library, what would you have done?
I'm a city employee and say anything I want. Get the fuck out.
And that is where we differ in our
Actually, if she's not causing disturbance, I wouldn't say anything. But if he would have come up and talked to me, I'd be like, But just looking just to the side so you don't make direct eye contact.
She said, God, what else? I know that she's on Abilify. Because she told me about that. That's what she's like. I don't know. She's like, I'm banned from Walgreens. I don't know how I'm gonna get my meds. And then it kind of just petered out. And I was like, all right, like have a good. And she was like, you guys recycle corks? Because I work with wine, and we do. And it's like, can I have some corks? I was like, girl, take as many as you want.
God, what's she gonna do with corks?
I don't know. It was.
She's gonna make jewelry.
That's fine. I just, it was, there's been a couple of times where I've, one time I was like fully closed and then like somebody was having a fit like in front of the locked door. And I was
Oh
like,
God. Ooh, thank
and I
God
was
it's
like, we
locked.
don't, well, we don't have like a another, we have another way out kind of. But it's like, we're not like really supposed to use it, I guess in a pinch. But I was like, I'm not clocking out. I'm gonna stand here because if I can't leave the building, I'm getting paid for it.
Right.
How long did they stand there?
Oh, like 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
Really?
Oh. Go ahead, girl. Get that clock.
Good Lord. Get out, people. Move.
I
I'm not
was
over.
like, it's another situation where, especially in Chicago, I don't want to call the police.
Oh, God. Because they'll shoot you or not show up.
Right.
That's like really the only two options you have. They don't show up or they show up and they shoot you.
Yeah.
Were they ugly?
Who? Which one?
The last one that made you sit there for 20 minutes?
No, that the lady with the bag of tin cans, empty tin cans,
Oh, no,
was.
not her. I'm talking about the one that made you stay that was having the fit outside.
Oh no, they were ugly.
Oh, well, then call the cops.
My God, Jerry.
So bad.
You are being so horrible today. You need to pray.
We need to pray. Pray.
Pray.
We
Oh my
need to
God, what
pray.
did you guys think about the P. Diddy shit? That is insane.
Did you watch that video?
Yes.
I want to beat his ass.
The only reason it got released because it's past the statute of limitations and now he's all sorry about it.
Because it was the darkest period of his time.
He can go fuck all the way off. I don't care how dark his time was.
And what's horrible is like this whole time, these people were telling this poor girl she was a liar and she was a thief and she was trying to steal his money. And it was all true. I mean, I didn't know about the case because I don't keep up with P. Diddy. You know, I just know about it because it's out now. But I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for her. That's horrible.
I
And
ever
she's not alone, I bet.
oh no, absolutely not, absolutely not. Well, I was reading about how only so I guess Danity Kane had to sign NDAs And Aubrey and another one refuse to do it. And Aubrey's like the one who has questionable taste in men because she dated Don Jr.
Ew. Oh yeah, I do remember that. But she's the vocal one too out of that whole group. She's the one that discusses things more, right?
So she's like one of the only two that didn't sign the NDA. And like people were saying that she was crazy for years because she had been speaking up about shit that he had said and done and the abuse that she had to endure from him. So, I mean, maybe we should believe victims.
Well, I told you my friend Alex, who was in the original member of Dream, and then she Diddy wanted him to sign the contract, but her mom's a lawyer, took one look at it and said, "The hell you are." She said, "Absolutely not." And she said, "But all the other girls' parents, like they caught their parents into it." Her mom was like, "I cannot in good conscience sign this contract. There's no way I'm giving this man the basically rights over everything for you. No way." And she was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, and that Aubrey girl was talking about how much they get paid, and it's not even a lot for their albums and stuff. It's like
They had a
ridiculous.
split. I think they had a split in $900.
That, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
How is
I think
that possible?
that's big with girl groups. Like they only get paid for when they perform live. You know, they get like a pittance. I mean, that was one of the big things with TLC is they barely got any money from their album. They were only getting money for their concerts.
I don't understand that concept. Like, why would that be a thing? It seems like if you're making sales off the albums, you would split it. I mean, maybe not. I don't know if they do it equally, but like,
A dollar per
I mean, it
album.
makes sense. Oh my God. Is that normal for all artists or just
Yes.
groups?
Well, if it's a group, they have to, there's more people involved and they have to split it. And sometimes with groups, they all have individual managers.
Oh, I got that. Okay, I see that. But like just a individual artist, is that common for a dollar a CD or a dollar? I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know the rules or whatever.
Thing with Toni Braxton, they had her sign this contract, and she's like, I just made all these millions and millions of dollars for you, and I only got that. And that was one of the things that the trial they were like, is this a standardized contract? You know, and Babyface is the one that was like, yeah, that's kind of it. And then that's when she won the lawsuit against them because they had taken all that money.
That always will remind me of Unbounce My Check. Stay not in there.
My God.
Why do you think
Oh.
some are so demanding about getting control of stuff early? Like Madonna, she didn't want, you know, she wasn't making the money that she needed to make. I took full control of the second album because she didn't like how it was going. But people didn't do that back then, and she was just like, nope.
But I wonder how she was able to do it and still keep going. I'm sure other people have tried to do the same and they were like
Like a
pushed
virgin
out of the way.
ass fucking hit that it was, you know, she kind of just started getting her way on that second album.
Well,
Mm.
she also she was gonna get herses no matter what.
Exactly.
And she still get herses.
She do.
As she get other herses
Yeah, she
too. Oh God. That's
And
funny.
also like similarly, I'm sure there I couldn't tell you who, but because they don't do record contracts the same, but like when Michael Jackson signed that contract and then Janet was like, oh wait, no, I'm getting more money, and then she became like the highest paid ever. It's because that's how they grew up. Like Joe Jackson might have beat the shit out of them, but he was like, no, I know what my kids are worth.
Right.
So unless you have somebody in your corner like that, and like another case in point, like Celine Dion wasn't going to get dicked over because she had her old man boyfriend.
Right.
Turned
So,
husband, and then he died.
oh,
Did
oh
you
my
see?
God, that picture of her kids where they look like they're 30 fucking seven.
And they're 13.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
what are you talking about?
Oh my God, Ricky, you have to see this picture.
I'll
Jerry,
see if I
send
can
it.
find it and send it to you.
Oh my God.
Can I just see it on Google?
Probably. They look like straight up like 30-year-old waiters in a Greek restaurant. It's insane.
The comments are just hilarious.
It's wild.
Yeah, send it to me because I don't think I'm finding it right away.
It's, I feel, I'm so, I keep being like, oh, I understand people with, I like, we all should love each other and like not judge people by looks, but like, what?
Who said that?
I'm trying to live my life like that. I'm old now. I'm trying to like balance my fucking karma because I'm near death.
So, question was Renee like they look okay? First of all, their eyebrows are fucking crazy. They look like they got 80-year-old man eyebrows, right? But they also look like Middle Eastern, maybe, or something. Was he Middle Eastern?
Like Turkish, or like I said,
Yeah.
they work in a Greek restaurant. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing I'm pissed about is I wish I had that much fucking hair. That's what I'm talking about.
Imagine.
Assholes. Hated
So much, so
I
much.
mean, they don't. How old are they? Oh,
13.
13. Oh my God. No, they look way more older than 13, though, for real.
I don't know what kind of hormones they got up
They
in there.
have mustaches and a beard.
Look, I had a mustache ish when I was in like 8th grade, so like 13, 14.
It's like a Dominican Little League ball player. And they're like,
Yeah.
no, he's only 11 and he's got a mustache.
Oh my God.
Well, that was wild. I was not expecting that.
I'm telling y'all, Google her kids. And look, I love Celine and I want her to get well. And I know that that's not how her disease works, but I want her to live a nice, happy rest of her life. But when your kids look like that, why are you letting people take pictures?
You guys, if you're looking for the photo, look for a photo of Celine Dion and Mick Jagger children, and you'll probably find it.
Oh my God, I completely forgot that Mick fucking Jagger was in that picture.
Which
They're like,
the kids look the same age.
right? Mick Jagger looks younger than her kids.
Yeah, the comments are pretty amazing on that picture.
Have to check them out when we're done.
Oh, it's awful. What else has happened, y'all?
Nothing has really happened on my end. Oh, today. No, yesterday. You guys, I almost had a fucking heart attack. I was walking on the sidewalk, minding my own fucking business, jamming out to do what it's meant. And,
Well,
I'm
no wonder
walking.
sign that you were doing it wrong.
Oh, the snakes. I was walking on the sidewalk and then two fucking snakes crawled out onto the sidewalk and I thought I was going to piss myself. Like I
One on each side,
stopped.
people. He showed us the video. One on each side. They were coming for him. It's real.
I'm still nervous thinking about it. It's making me hot. Because then I went online to research why there are fucking so many garter snakes in Rogers Park. And I found out that Rogers Park is infested with them during the summer. I had no idea.
Girl, you lived there forever.
I know, but I've never seen a snake in front of me on a fucking sidewalk.
Because they were rallying. They're coming for you, Ricky.
Well, you know, that's
And they were only a block away.
isn't her thing like a s snake?
Yeah, the snakes. Yeah. They went after Katy Perry, right? With the snakes.
See, look, you're hanging out with the wrong crowd.
And I don't even like Katy. Why are they coming for me?
Oh my God.
They were little, and I know they're not poisonous, but y'all, I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. And I sent you that video of that guy with that fake snake attached to him.
Oh, that was so
That's
funny.
me. That is me.
Ricky's gonna run into a stop sign.
Oh my God, there's one's gonna fall out of a tree and fall on him, and he's gonna.
They do that when they were in Florida. when I was in Florida.
They're like fucking
Tom and Jerry, where the spirit just like wakes up out of the body that's fainted and goes up the stairs.
I've had too many encounters with snakes that I cannot, like, I can't do it. They make me cry. I can't do it.
Coming for you, Ricky.
And I don't even want to be in one of those situations. What is it called when they try to, like, bring the snakes to you and get you used to? What is that called?
Desensitizing?
Yeah, because I remember seeing something on a talk show. I don't remember. It was Dr. Phil or something, where this lady was like, had a phobia of olives. Like, she couldn't look at them. She was so scared, she would just instantly get up and run and cry. And they, immersion, is that what they're called? An immersion? It is desensitizing, but.
Aversion therapy?
I don't know, but I don't want any part of it.
Well, it's a good thing you're not back in Virginia and not near those snake handling churches.
Mm. And they have a lot of poisonous snakes there too. Rattlesnakes, copperheads. They have water moccasins, which is the one that almost killed me. And not because it bit me, because I almost drowned to death. All kinds of poisonous ones there. I know.
I was wrong. Aversion therapy is not that. Aversion therapy is a type of behavioral therapy that involves repeat pairing an unwanted behavior with discomfort.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that. Mm-mm. It's called immersion therapy. The specific therapy can create safe space where individuals are able to become comfortable with their fears, anxieties, and traumatic experiences.
So you won't be laying down in Rogers Park anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
No, and there was another episode of Fear Factor where this person had to fucking lay in a thing of snakes, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I was sweating. I had to turn it off. I was like, I can't do it. I'm really hot. I feel sick right now, actually.
Why are you watching Fear Factor? Let's start with
That was a long time ago. It was like 2000. No, like, yeah, 2000.
I stand by my statement.
Go ahead.
What?
No, I wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to ask Jerry if he had any phobias or fears.
Not like that. I don't think. Can't think of anything. I don't like.
No heights or like being on a cheap roller coaster in a carnival.
No.
I almost fell out of some salt and pepper shakers at a fucking county fair once. I shit you not. I was all the way at the fucking top, and they stopped it, and the fucking just like the fucking thing just opened.
Oh god, that's hilarious! My fucking veins like coming out of my head.
10. Was that a roller coaster?
No, you don't know what a salt and pepper shaker is.
I assume it's something that goes like up, like they shake it or something, but
no, it's not. It's not dueling hand jobs, Ricky.
Oh no, darn.
That's what my friend, who, like my one straight friend in grad school, who always used to make me go hang out with him when he was trying to like.
Oh, okay.
He would call this the old ketchup and mustard. He'd be like, "Let's get the old ketchup and mustard."
Is that it?
Yeah.
I can't see it. I'm gonna have to look it up. I'm
it's
old.
It's like two like cars connected by a long tube, and it just spins. Yeah, what Jerry's doing.
Oh, okay. And they go around like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're strapped in though, aren't you?
What? Yeah, I was strapped in, but there's like a door, and then you sit in, and then you buckle up, and like the fucking door opened, and I was just hanging there by a fucking seatbelt.
How old were you?
I was like 10.
Did you scream?
No, I actually didn't freak out. I remember being like, well, I guess this is it.
10 years, and I'm year advanced. I'm okay.
Well, I don't know. It was just, I was strangely calm.
Could it be a thing you were so scared you couldn't even react?
Now, if you had been barefoot, that would have been a whole different reaction.
Ugh. I do not like to take my shoes off in people's homes. Baby me did not. I'll take anything off in strangers' houses now.
Not even like with leaving your socks on.
Oh no. Well, yeah, socks. There was no barefootness in anything. Like, I remember my mom being worried because I wouldn't be barefoot at home. Like, she was like, "You need to like let your feet breathe. Like, you can't wear socks all the time." And I was like, "Well, guess what?"
Have I told this story on the show of when we were looking for condos and we went to this place that I was already sketchy about the price. I was like, this seems weird. We go to this condo and it's kind of like across where I used to live on Greenleaf, Adam. And we walk up to the door and I see the front of the door. I'm like, I am not going in this house because just the front door was like dirty and filthy. Like it wasn't just like, oh, it rained, it stormed, and some mud got on it. It was like, this shit has not been clean in forever. And the realtor was like, well, we made an appointment, so we at least have to go in, just check it out. We can make it real quick. And I'm like, oh God, okay. So she opens up the door and I look at the wall behind her and the stairs that are going upstairs. Ooh, I got super anxious because it was just filthy. And in order for us to go inside, she asked for us to take our shoes off. I was like, I'm not doing that. And the realtor's like, well, we have to. She's asking you to do it. We have to. I go in that place and I was like, uh-uh. No. We're gonna leave. I've seen what I need to see. It was so dirty that I took my socks off and wore my shoes without socks because they were just, it was filthy. It was like I was walking in dirt like this thick on the floor,
Ew,
like a half quarter inch of dirt. And all the cabinets were pulled off the kitchen cabinets and just kind of like hanging there, and things were like all covered in aluminum foil. And when I left, I asked the realtor, I was, what was going on? Like, what happened? He goes, I think she was crazy. I'm like, please do not send me to a place like this again. But the pictures online, they looked fine, you know? No.
You never know. I'm sure I told the story when we were looking before we bought the place that we're in. And we rolled up in this place. It was like on the other side of the cemetery in Uptown, like across Lawrence. And we went in and it be actually like absolutely beautiful condo. And George was traveling a lot, and there were a couple places where I had to like make the decision to put in a bid or not because shit was going like fast at that time.
Right.
So he's like, the pictures are amazing. Like the location's not bad. Like it's c close enough to like where we want to be. Go look. And so I took Eric and David with me, two of our friends, and our realtor, who is this hilarious, tiny little gay man. And we go and we look at it. There's a ton of people looking at it. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I asked the realtor who's selling it, I was like, there's a lot of property for sale on like this specific block. There's like five or six condos for sale, like literally right here. Is there a reason why? Like, what's going on?
And he's like, legally, I can't tell you.
And he was like, oh, well, like, you know, the market right now is really volatile. And like, a lot of people just really wanted to leave this area. And it's a really hot area. So that's why they're trying to make money. And I was like, okay. And I like looked at our realtor and he was like, okay, girl. And then, as if on cue, all of these people from the halfway house on the same block started coming in and they were like, ooh, snacks, and like, ooh, this is a nice house, and just generally like
Oh
acting.
my God.
And that's when, and I was just like, we need to leave. And we went outside, and our realtor was just like, what the fuck was that?
I looked at a few places. There was one where a person was keeping a pig inside, and it just wasn't like a potbelly pig. It was like a straight up 400-pound pig inside the condo. And I was like, it smells disgusting in here. And then we went to another location, and it was like a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, good location, whatever. I mean, it was up near Howard, but I get up there. And I'm like, why is this so cheap? It's like 170,000 for like a 4-bedroom condo. That's like not a thing here, right? So, a realtor can't say things like, this is a bad area or, whatever. He's like, well, if you just look around at all the buildings, can you like, do you see like wood in the windows? Do you see a lot of satellite dishes? Maybe you should just check out the area online and see, what kind of activity is here. I was like, oh, got it. Okay. So I went and looked like police reports and stuff in that zip code or in that area in that block. It was pretty bad. So I was like, oh, I don't want to be around a bunch of sirens all the time.
Ugh. We sound like such complainy white ladies right now.
We do. And old faggots that have nothing else cool to talk about.
Know, seriously. I turned 40.
Oh, happy birthday. How does it feel?
The same. I still look good.
I'm sorry I couldn't come to your party. I wanted to.
Why? What were you doing?
I was out of town in Ohio at a card baking thing with
Oh, hi.
Melinda.
Yes, cards take precedent.
I know.
I'd already planned this and Melinda was flying out here to go to it. So I couldn't just not
You
go
know
to
his birthday. It's fine.
it.
I've already forgiven her in my heart.
Oh, what you have one?
Exactly. You
Don't throw a snake.
Anything, can anything penetrate that stone heart?
Just dogs.
Mm.
Well, they say gingers have no souls, so.
That is true, and they steal other people's. Although, why do we steal other people's if we're not going to keep our own?
I don't know. I
That doesn't
don't
make sense.
know. I don't know. We eat them? Do we eat souls?
Don't know. It seems like that's a question, kind of like, are there other humans in space? Or, we'll
Oh, like
never know.
other life in the universe.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of questions where maybe we'll never find out.
Other space snakes.
Don't. Like, it would be my fucking luck that when I die and I get reincarnated to a different fucking world, the people are going to be snakes. And I don't know what I will do. They'll probably eat me, actually.
I was thinking like in a past life were you like a notorious snake torturer or something, and that's why they're coming for you?
I don't know. I don't even want to know if I would. Oh, no, thank you. Honestly, I can't handle it. It makes me sweat. All right, what else we have to talk about? We've only been 45 minutes, but
Let's talk about your facial hair.
Oh, and how you hate it.
I'm just like, it's giving me a little bit of like nu metal Limp Bizkit.
Totally like mid-90s, 2000s, right? Yeah. I've just been trying something new, just
Getting that prison pussy ready.
Oh my God. Oh my
it's
God.
funny.
Oh,
Wait, what? Go ahead.
never mind, because you're going to get weird and embarrassed.
Oh, I don't. Oh, as I was doing this, as I was shaving, I was like, Adam's gonna fucking hate this. He's gonna say something to me about it because I think I'd done it before and you didn't like it and you said something.
It's your face. Like, live your life. Y'all always tell me when my beard looks like a caveman or I look like a hobo. So
I've never said that. The person that the other person has said that.
Remember
Wait,
when
why?
You twirled the mustache? Oh.
I like having like a little
I like that.
I like the cop mustache. I don't want the curly one. Although it look at this shit. It goes naturally like this.
You're like a constable.
I'm a constable.
You just need the hat.
I've booked a massage trim. A massage trim, a fucking beard trim. Sorry, I got a massage for my birthday. I'm very thin. George got me a scalp massage add-on to like the full body massage. And afterwards, the guy was like, "How did you like the scalp massage?" And I was like, "Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure how that was going to pan out, given that I'm bald, but it was great."
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good massage. Although he, at one point, like he was like massaging like here, and he was like holding my arm up, and he like pinned it behind, like between his arm and his body, and like my hand was on his bicep, fucking like bigger than my head, and I was like, I just grabbed it and I was like squeezed it, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, but your arms are like insane." And he was like, "Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the gym." And I was like, "I do not mean to just be like caressing your bicep right now, but here we are."
Can we talk about how that same thing happened to me at my massage with Melinda, except for it was with a person named Olga? Olga was a stout woman
Yes.
and gave, like, she gave me an hour and a half massage, but she was acting like she only had 3 minutes to do it. So she was like heavy breathing and all this stuff. And I was like, Olga, chill out. We have an hour and a half. But she gave a deep tissue massage, but she didn't use enough oil. And so she was kind of like doing this friction thing that I was kind
Sure.
of like, ow.
Another thing that happened in my massage is that he must have gotten a little warm because he dripped some sweat in my mouth.
No.
Yeah.
Did you
Ah.
I was like, I did. I felt bad, but I was like, "Oh, something just dripped in my mouth," and it was. And he was really embarrassed, but I felt. It was very cold sweat too.
Really?
It was very cold, and but he like. He was dripping. But yeah, it was like right on my face.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm glad Olga didn't do that.
Oh my
That
God.
was the happy ending. Sweat in your mouth.
If I was into it, I'm maybe. I did not get a happy ending though that time.
That time.
Well, I mean, like, Sir Spa used to be like real happy ending, like that was like poorly kept secret, and then they like tried to clean it up and they were like real, like no messing around here. But it is also like a men's spa and they have a locker room and people just like walk around naked and they go in the steam room, and they also have like, I don't know, like a four person size shower with like multiple heads with a door. And I'm like, what do you expect people to do? But there was oh yeah, there was shenanigans while I was there.
I've never been there.
Last week.
I
Yeah, there were clowns and they was down.
would be hilarious if there were actual clowns.
And
That would be.
I can't. I speaking of clowns, did you know, this is a very tangent kind of thing. John Wayne Gacy. Okay, so that's the clown connection. He apparently hung out at this bar that's like across the street from Target in at like Belmont.
Really?
He's from here. Yeah.
Right.
He was born in Edgewater Hospital, like a couple blocks away from me.
What?
I'm giving the thumbs up and it was the emoji was popping up. Fucking yeah. So, and allegedly Jeffrey Dahmer also may have hung out at this bar.
What bar was it?
It's still active, like we could go if you want. It's I like they have a sign that says like the creepiest bar in America or something like that. It's next to where the escape rooms are. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like on Clark? I'm gonna
Clark and Belmont. Oh, is that? Oh, that's the new Target where the old Dunkin' Donuts used to be.
Yes,
Oh,
yes.
okay. Huh.
The L&L Tavern.
Maybe we need to go and say, can we get the John Wayne Gacy special, please?
I'm sure they play it up. But Jeffrey Dahmer mostly killed people in Milwaukee, but didn't he like
Right.
come and pick somebody up at a bus station
I
here?
think so. Is it a gay bar?
No, I don't think so, but it's close to Boys Down, so maybe back in the day.
Maybe.
Because that's like a block off of Halsted.
Yeah, it's not far. Maybe they were there at the Dunkin' Donuts and were really drunk, and they're like, oh, let's go into this bar.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Not
Why?
gay.
Why?
That.
What?
Not gay if you're just getting your dick sucked.
It's not gay if you're just murdering somebody.
Yeah, after.
And burying them under your house or eating them.
Why? Gay people, stop being serial killers. You're giving the rest of us a bad name.
There's only two.
There's probably more. Aren't there like a ton of serial?
Wasn't there a female lesbian, Eileen something?
Oh,
It was a serial killer.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize
Charlie.
Theron.
That movie is so good.
Is good.
What is her name? Eileen something.
Hornos.
Yeah. They made her look really rough in that movie.
Busted.
Well, she looked real rough in life.
It's true.
Very sad life.
It's true. Yes. I do. I did feel bad for her in that movie. But also, don't kill people.
Oh, you know what? Kind of into this. What do we think about this? What is her name? The Rose Girl. What's her name?
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose. How do we feel about her being fucking famous? Like, that's ridiculous, right?
I know very little about it and I don't care to know more,
She
but
post
posted a
she's
video and said, "I don't know anything about your I'm a mother and slaying." And someone goes, "Girl, I think you do."
like she's been on like every talk show. She's got like plastic surgery, like a nose job, boob job, and like everyone's like fangirling over her. I'm like, she had her mom killed.
Well, her mom kind of deserved it, right?
I understand that there was an abuse there, but once you're like, you can walk. Like, say something. She knew she could walk. Her mom was telling her, no, you can't walk. You're just not able to do it. But she had walked a lot. So I don't know. I'm kind of mixed about it. Like, yeah, mom may have deserved it, but like, I don't know. But also, don't be famous for killing people.
Yeah,
But I
like
guess that's all serial killers, though. They all get famous for killing
you can't
people,
tell
right?
us what to do.
Oh my God. All right, let's go, you guys.
Yeah, sorry. Was that boring? Was that not a good episode?
Some people will find it amusing.
I hope because it's been like a month since we recorded. So,
My mom. The
but
snakes
we'll.
problem with it and come after him.
I feel like funny shit has happened to me and I just can't think of it.
Well, you just got off work. You're kind of stressed. You just want to
I'm
relax.
so tired, y'all. I am tired. Somebody else, oh, I'll tell this story before we go. Somebody else fucking, I'm done telling people my fucking size at the clothing store. I'm
Oh, no.
done. Because it's People look at me and they think I'm fatter than I
I had that happen at the Gap where some man was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, here, you're probably what, this size? He goes, oh, I'm not your size. And I want to go, you're not that much. I'm not that much bigger than you do. Because I was like 25, 24, something like that. And I want to go, you're not that skinnier than me.
It happened twice last week. Where this older man was like, oh, all I'm seeing is 32s. And then he looked at me and was like, you got anything our size? Like, huh. And I was like, well, I'm a 34, which is the next size up, and we definitely sell that. So, and then he like looked me up and down. And then this other bitch, she was like, my husband wears a 34-30. What size shorts would that be? Because the shorts come like small, medium, large,
Oh, okay.
extra large. And I was like, oh, well, I'm a 34 and I get a large. And she just straight up like looked horrified and then looked me up and they all look your entire body up and down. And they all look at my tits too. All right. Yes, I got a rack. Deal with it.
But you're proud of that rack, though, right?
I am. They're great. But then the fucking kicker was she looked me up and down and went, I'll get a medium. Yes.
Oh my God.
I cannot. That.
Like, you should just not say things sometimes. Like, where are people's filters these days?
I'm just like, I'm not gonna say anything anymore about what size I wear or whatever. Because people will ask about, like, oh, does this run big? And I'll be like, oh, well, like, I'm wearing that size right now. And then they like look at me and they're like, yeah, but you shouldn't, bitch. Like, say that. They don't say that, but I
But
can
their
say
eyes do.
that. Yes. Well, you know what it's like out there. It's
Yeah.
mostly rich people, it's bougie. And it's, oh, also, before we go, I want to ask you this because I know you've been on some apps out there because I done seen your ass.
Nasty.
I see a lot of people, can we say cross dress?
That's still a thing. That's still a thing. Crossdressers, that's straight men.
Or
Transvestites, that's still a thing.
because it's not people who are like trans men or trans women. It's like I'm a femme sissy boy in a dress. And like there is so much of it in the suburbs. Have you seen that? Okay. Ricky's just nodding.
Yeah.
Pretending like he doesn't know what you're talking about.
It's
Well,
I'm
they have
constantly.
like these jock straps that look like cheerleading outfits or something. Have you seen those?
Oh my God. I've seen so many different kinds of outfits. Like I It's very like live your life and that's fine. And I'm not saying like
You're not shaming it. You're just don't
right.
noticing an extraordinary amount in that area.
It's a trend. And I'm like, is it because you're all like upper middle class, white, repressed people that you just go like buck ass
Like
wild and you're
full on.
fuck me in my wife's panties? Like,
Well,
that's how you
sniffy, so
feel.
it doesn't
What?
count. I said it's on sniffy, so it's anonymous.
I just can't. I'm like, what the fuck? It's
That's,
fine.
I'm always like, huh, okay. But I do see a lot of it, but.
Okay, good. So I'm
Yeah.
not crazy, and it's not just people targeting me.
Messaging me.
I try to be polite, but you can't be polite. I gotta stop being polite. And you know what? I'm not a polite person in my heart.
You again, no heart, so you can't say that.
Why am I being nice to people? Getting soft in my old age.
You're becoming a changed man.
What can I do? Never, never too old to grow. Ugh, I'm tired.
Okay, let's go. This
All right, y'all.
is Ricky.
This is Adam.
This is Jerry. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will Fullerton talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.